Philadelphia's restaurant scene is rebounding after nearly two grueling years of pandemic uncertainty. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports that from the Delaware waterfront to Passyunk Avenue, new restaurants are popping up around the city.
This moment is far from where many predicted food service would be after a global pandemic that hit hospitality harder than any other industry in America. Alex Tufik is a former food editor with Philadelphia Magazine.
I was straight up, this is the end of restaurants. This is the end of Philly. This is like the end.
He wrote at least one article saying that. But as the pandemic stretched on, his mind changed. Now Tufik is opening a restaurant in South Philadelphia. It's called Mishmish, which is Arabic for apricot.
I was kind of wrong, and I'm a little embarrassed about it.
He wasn't alone. In 2020, trade groups estimated as many as a third of restaurants in the country would go out of business in the first year of the pandemic. But that didn't happen. So far nationally, the number has been more like 14%. And while it's hard to get local data, a spokesperson for Philadelphia's Department of Public Health says the number of food establishments has actually stayed pretty steady if you compare pre-pandemic to now. Ben Falecha with the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association says there were a lot of reasons why.
Neighbors rallied to support their local restaurants. The mixed drinks to go. On a hyper-local level, in Philadelphia, we put a cap on third-party delivery companies. We allowed for streeteries and street closures.
But he says food businesses aren't out of the woods yet. Nearly all in Philadelphia reported they lost business during the most recent Omicron-fueled pandemic wave. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.